And welcome to Farm Chatter. We're your hosts, Julia Miller and Donna Kuntz. This podcast follows the efforts of two women and their cats as we reinvent, rediscover, and create our modern homestead. We'll share our tips, tricks, successes, and fails. Keep coming back. It's going to get interesting. Hello, welcome back to Farm Chatter, the official podcast of Five Feline Farm. We have just come through the 4th of July weekend safely.
With a bang.
Oh my. We even did a few little fireworks out front, some kids stuff, which was really super fun.
It was probably really funny for people that drove by the farm because we were out there playing with snakes. Not real snakes.
Oh, you would never. No, that would not happen.
No. But you know, the play snakes and the ones you light, and they really don't do much of anything. So we had all these that you had gotten as a retirement gift.
Yes, last year.
Yeah, a whole bucket full of fireworks that we just happened to rediscover. So we got the snakes out yesterday during the day, and they were supposed to be all different. And ooh, these are, you know, they had glow worms. They were all different names. They all looked exactly the same as far as I could tell.
Me too.
But it was fun.
It was fun. It was kind of fun to be a kid again.
It was, yeah. And like I would do a whole package at a time. And
which really was the coolest.
That was really pretty fun.
It was.
I mean, it was over with quicker, but, you know, it was fun.
We had some, what are those one things? Snap things.
Oh yeah. I don't
get those.
I don't get them either, but we did threw them at each other.
That's what I was gonna say. We did kind of throw them at each other.
Yeah, so that was fun. So be a kid, play once in a while.
Absolutely.
It's good to play no matter what age you are, and who cares if you look ridiculous. We're out here at the farm. You know, I'm sure that I look really ridiculous in some of my farming get-ups sometimes. But you know what? I'm to the point in my life that's like, I don't care.
That's right. Dress for the task at hand.
That's right.
And whatever that would be.
And if we want to throw snap pops at each other,
we should.
It was all in good fun.
It was.
No one got. I mean, they barely do anything.
Yeah, they're not that impressive.
No, they're not. But it was fun to throw them anyway.
It was. So I've been out to check on the bees today, and they are wonderful. All three hives are strong. We should get some more honey before too much longer. One of the supers is full of nectar. They still need to cure it and cap it, but we are good in the bee yard.
This is the best. Now, I hate to say it, but, you know, because we want things to keep going well, but I really think that the mite treatment that you did earlier in the spring has really, really helped the cat's eye, the only surviving over the winter colony that we had. And they just really have kept getting stronger and stronger and stronger. And they are the ones that produce the first honey. Well, the other ones are new. So
right. I don't expect them.
Yeah, we probably. But they're strong.
They are.
They're doing great.
They are really, really happy and healthy. And I'm excited and trying to stay a step ahead of them in planning and knowing kind of what to do next. So.
And we have had the biggest crop of white clover, I believe, that we've ever had.
And the bees love it.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, they're over and over, all over the clover.
It's going to be one of those kind of days.
Yeah, it is. I've already been out picking berries, and this is early in the morning already, but it's supposed to be like 300 degrees, so
yeah,
I'm trying to get ahead of that.
I think we could bake things out on the front
sidewalk
today.
Yeah, you could try scones out on the sidewalk.
I could. I wonder how that would go.
I don't know.
So this past week, speaking of baking, we did English muffins, which are always a hit. And thank you to everyone who ordered those.
Oh my gosh. We sold out early this time.
We did.
You've done a couple of rounds, so
I feel comfortable with it now.
Yeah. And you really had a system down, and
I made more this time. I figured out a way to add to the production.
Yeah, you made more. You had a little incident with the bread machine that you usually use.
Yeah, typically
you figured it out.
I make the dough in the bread machine, and
I'm sure it was an issue of the really cold milk that I put in the pan, but right away I got an error code that the ambient temperature was a problem and the machine wouldn't start. Hmm. So, yeah, I thought, oh my, this is a problem potentially.
But we're problem solvers.
And it ended up really to be a good thing because I was able to then transition to the stand mixer and almost do double batches, do them much more back to back in less time. So I was able to make more, fill more orders.
Yeah, you made quite a few more.
I didn't have the wait list after all.
In less time.
So I was really...
Yeah, you had started a waiting list.
I did.
Because we had so many orders. But you were able to fill that too.
Yes.
That was awesome.
That felt really good. Then we turned around on Saturday morning and our typical early 3:30 start to scone baking so that the customers have nice fresh scones on Saturday. And we ran 6 rounds of those. 32 scones at a round, and you got those in the package, and away we went to the market.
Off again.
And it was hot.
It was, I think it was 400 degrees at the market
it
on Saturday.
It really felt
I'm pretty
like
sure.
It.
And it was the 4th of July, so, you know, we weren't really sure if people would show up, but we took a chance and went ahead and went forward, and we had really good produce at the farm on Friday. We
yes.
did very well. And we also had produce for the market. So we had plenty for both, which I love this time of the year because there's
oh,
so
yes.
much fresh food. And we had a person that came on Friday. We had green beans was one of the things that we offered this week, which that's the first time we've had them this season. And we were sold out fairly early, and a customer came and close, probably around noon, I don't know, somewhere around in there. So we'd been open a couple hours and wanted green beans. And I said, sorry, but we sold out. And she said, well, I have some potatoes. I just don't need a whole lot. And I said, well, do you have a little bit of time? And she said, yeah. I said, how many you want? She said, maybe about a half pound. I said, let me see what I can do. So that is the super cool part of being at the farm. While she visited with another customer in the corn crib, plenty of room between them. I mean, they probably had 12 feet between them. I picked beans.
And that is so cool because talk about offering a fresh product.
Fresh. Yeah.
That's fresh.
Yeah.
So a lot of fun there. Doing that, we had a lot of customers come into the Merc, so that was fun.
Yeah, we had we feel comfortable with a mask to allow one household at a time, and that's what we're doing right now. And people that don't feel comfortable with that, we have other options.
We'll bring it out to you.
Yeah, we'll bring it out to you. You can drive up and order, and we'll pack it, and you can not even, I mean, I'm sort of human, so a little human contact, but you know, we do wear a mask and we're very, very careful out here.
So we can work with whatever is comfortable
right.
for anyone, and we are doing our best to be safe and keep our customers safe and everyone have a good time and get some fresh food at the same time.
Yeah. So yeah, I'm loving this time of year, and
yes.
Just being able to be out here and provide fresh food is just fun.
Speaking of fresh food from the garden, what are you picking these days?
Green beans, which you do most of the
I
green
love to
bean.
Pick green beans.
Yeah, see, I'm not a big fan of picking green beans. I like to grow them, but I'm glad that you like to do it. So you've been doing that. Right now we're curing garlic, so I've pulled garlic. I've been pulling onions, still pulling onions. We've been pulling those for a couple of weeks, so they're curing in the basement. And, oh gosh, our tomatoes are not ripe yet. We're getting a lot of
yes.
tomatoes on, but, you know, there aren't enough for market. I'm guessing maybe a couple weeks we'll probably have enough for market. We still have snow peas.
That's amazing. So
the cool thing about our garden with the corn crib, we get shade in the morning. So I've put our snow peas in the shade of the corn crib, and so far they're still producing. I'm surprised because it's been in the 90s and looks like it's going to be for several days, but we're still getting snow peas. So we're still having kind of that cross between cool weather and warm weather crops. And I'm taking out lettuce and putting beans and carrots back in those spaces. So that's a good thing too.
That is a good thing. And I've seen little green peppers coming on the pepper plants. Yes. So I'm excited about those.
We've had some of the hot peppers, but we've got peppers coming on. Eggplant is starting to come on, the little fairy tale eggplant. Tons of blooms, and they're getting pollinated right now. I was out there this morning watering, and there were pollinators all around. Honeybee, I don't really see honeybees on them because that is a nightshade style bloom. So you're going to get more like bumblebees, even flies, which, you know, that's amazing. One decent use for flies, I suppose. But some of the bigger flies, you know, will pollinate that a little bit. So they're doing their job, and it won't be long before we'll add those to our menu too.
And Martha is still growing gourmet potatoes, red, white, blue. She has a deep blue that is really dark blue all the way through the
really
potato.
Really popular.
And some others that are more of a stripe when you cut them, kind of a ring with white and blue. We've had French fingerlings, made a delicious potato salad with leftover roasted French fingerling potatoes. And that's a lot of fun for me when I'm getting all of this garden produce in. And even like last night, I was able to say, I would like to have a medium head of garlic, please. And poof, it arrived in the kitchen.
Yeah. It's not cured yet. The garlic, it needs a little more time.
For storage.
For eating. Oh my gosh, it was delicious.
Mild,
that was a
deep
red
flavor.
Chelium. I know most people don't care about that stuff, but
it's wonderful.
It was very, very good, and it's a nice treat and good time to be a foodie.
It is an excellent time to be a foodie. So that's what's happening here at the farm this week.
Yeah, lots of berries.
Yes.
Black raspberries, red raspberries, been picking those. Soon the blackberries will be ripening. And they're kind of pink right now. So probably this week.
And then we'll have jam.
Yes. So we'll be making jam and pies.
Yum.
Yes. So there you have it. We've been busy on the farm. Lots of fresh food. And we'll be open again on Friday. Every Friday, 10 to 2 at the farm. We'll have produce and whatever special baked good you have.
Yes.
And of course, balms, soap, shampoo bars, all that available. And we have them in the air conditioning now so they won't melt. So
that's a good thing.
Yeah. So busy, busy, busy.
Yes.
And that's the way we like it.
Indeed.
So there you have it. Until next time.
See ya.
See ya.
Thank you for tuning in to this episode of Farm Chatter, the official podcast of Five Feline Farm. We hope you enjoyed our show. To find out more about our farm products, check out our online store at 5felinefarm.com/mercantile. For even more 5 Feline Farm goodness, follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and our blog at 5felinefarm.com. Until next time.